11.
Go ahead. One morning, my mother woke me up and told me that my Aunt Zini and her children were downstairs. They came to invite us for a swim at the beach. The beach is just an hour away from our place, so my mom decided to go with them. My mom helped me prepare my bag. We did not cook any food, since we would buy snacks on the way. I could see my cousin's excitement as we headed towards the beach. I was excited, too. However, I am afraid of the water and can't swim. All of my cousins hurriedly went to the shore as we arrived. I panicked a little, but I saw my mother staring at me. She was smiling at me. It was like she was telling me to, go ahead son, and learn to swim. 12. Learn how to swim. My little brother can't swim. My family went to the beach once and he just sat on the sand watching us swim. I told him he won't enjoy the beach until he learns to swim. I decided I would teach him. The first lesson was how to stay afloat. I pulled him towards the water and told him to relax. To stay afloat, you need to kick the water and use your hands. He kicked and used his hands but would not float. Again, I told him to relax. He kicked and used his hands. Finally, he was able to stay afloat. The next lesson was how to move through the water. Our mother called us and said it was time to go home. I told my brother we would continue the next time our family goes to the beach. 13. We love the house. I met a real estate agent once. He told me he could help me find my dream house. I followed him to where he said it was. I saw the house and I really loved it. I asked the agent for the price. It was very expensive. I could not afford it. I tried to negotiate but he wouldn't. He said that house prices go up over time and I should buy the house now. I told him I did not have enough money. I called my wife and asked her to come see the house. She arrived within the hour and saw the house. She loved it. I told her about the price. She looked at me and smiled. My wife paid for the house. 14. You are the ship. He is the peer. Once there was a woman named Maine. She was in love with a man named John, but John didn't feel the same. Maine loved to shower John with gifts and affection. Her friends were against Maine's actions, but couldn't do anything to stop her. For Maine, she thought she could change John's heart and make him love her back. One night, her friends decided to hold a slumber party in Maine's house. There, they found Maine crying. One friend asked, "What happened?" "John just can't love me back. It hurts so much," Maine stated. "Are you going to stop now?" Another friend asked. "I'd love to," Maine answered, crying heavily. "You are the ship. He is the peer. Sometimes, no matter how hard you try to run into him, the peer still couldn't run to meet you." "Stop now," her friend answered. 15. Alice is a 12-year-old girl. Alice is a 12-year-old girl. She lives in a fancy neighborhood. Her neighbors usually wear elegant clothes, polished shoes, sparkling jewelry, and so on. Their luxurious neighborhood lies miles away from the poor towns. One day, she saw an old woman lurking around their block across from their home. She wears dirty clothes, worn-out slippers, and unkempt hair. The old lady seems to be at the same spot every day, always looking in their direction. She wondered why the woman is there. She asked her mom who the old woman is. Her mom didn't know either. After a week, Alice bravely approached the old lady. "Excuse me, I'm Alice. May I know how I can help you?" The old woman replied, "I'm here for my daughter whose house is next to yours. She said I shouldn't come. But I badly want to at least see her." 16. It's the rain's fault. Today's the day Tim has been waiting for. He's finally going to have his first date with Rose. He has planned everything. Nothing could go wrong, he thinks. He woke up earlier than usual. He shaved his beard, brushed his teeth twice, and sprayed his favorite cologne. He put on a freshly laundered black coat and his new black shiny shoes. He looked at himself once, twice, and thrice in the mirror just to make sure everything was perfect. He hurriedly hopped in his car and drove to his favorite flower shop to pick a fresh bouquet of red roses. The florist asked, "Sir, do you have an umbrella? It's raining." "What rain?" he uttered unknowingly. He looked outside and it was indeed raining. Just then, his phone rang. Rose canceled the date. 17. Ernie is looking for a job. Ernie woke up early one morning and walked down the street. He seemed to be troubled. He stopped at every wall, corner and lamp post. Wherever he saw it posted, he was looking for a job. His father was sick and could no longer work. He had five other siblings to take care for and to feed. While looking around, he stumbled upon one post that caught his attention. It said, "Free job training. Start immediately." The address was written below it and he hurried to the place. He was accepted at once. After 2 weeks of training, Ernie was expecting to land a job right away. He asked the supervisor, "Sir, what job would be available for me after the training?" The supervisor replied, "What job? We only have job training, but no job." Ernie went home that day feeling downhearted and confused. 18. The escape. A group of outlaws led by the notorious Fred escaped the city jail one day. The incident was so sudden that the police were taken aback and started the chase a little late. The outlaws were able to find a good hiding place quickly and easily. They thought they were already safe, but they were wrong. When they were sleeping, a noise woke up each of them. "Surrender now or we'll shoot," one police officer shouted. The outlaws tried hard to find a way to escape. However, as they tried to sneak out, they saw that police officers were blocking every exit. "We are surrounded," Fred whispered. As the outlaws slowly came out to surrender, Fred ran as fast as he could. He didn't get far when the bullet hit him. The last words he heard was, "Fred has been shot." 19. My son is currently in fourth grade. My son is currently in fourth grade. Since he entered school, I have never seen him this excited to go to school and do all his homework. I have seen the huge difference from what he was before to what he has become now. I am happy to see that he is interested in his studies now. I can see that his grades are different, too. He seems driven to tell stories about what happens at school, especially about the teacher, Miss Amy. Then, on Valentine's Day, he makes a card with a big red heart and signs it to teacher. That's when I know Miss Amy has a special place in his heart. I smile knowing he still has much to learn about love, but he's probably getting his first lesson from his fourth grade teacher. 20. Red dirty needles. Scarlett and her mother went to the doctor's clinic for a blood test. Scarlett was afraid of needles and worried about the pain. Upon arrival, the nurse took their names and listed them on the logbook. When their turn came, Scarlett felt a little anxious. She started crying, and her mother could not stop her. The nurse tried to comfort her, but she failed too. When Scarlett entered the doctor's room, he tried to calm her down by showing her all the syringes he used with the other kids. He told her that they were brave enough to face the needles. However, instead of stopping, Scarlett cried harder. The doctor was slightly taken aback. The child kept pointing at the needles and screaming, "Dirty red needles! Red dirty needles!"